I'm so tired. Tired of what? Of all these people judging me.
Who judged you?
Like that woman. Every time I sit with her, she tells me to wear hijab.
Oh, hijab and music, the mother of all topics.
Yeah, I listen to music without hijab.
Well, wearing hijab, that would be a good thing to do.
Says who?
It's in the Quran, isn't it?
Yeah, she did quote me something.
She said in the chapter titled Light, and other places of the Quran.
Yeah, but it's not a big sin anyway. Helping people and praying is more important.
True, but big sins start with small sins.
That's a good point, but what you wear is not important.
What's important is having a good and healthy heart. Then why do you spend an hour every morning fixing up? You spend so much money on cosmetics, not to mention all the time you spend on fixing your hair and low-carb dieting.
But I don't like hijab, it limits my freedom.
But the lotions and other cosmetics set you free? What's your definition of freedom, anyway?
Freedom is in doing whatever you like to do.
No, freedom is doing the right thing without fearing other people.
Look, I've seen so many people who don't wear headscarves and are good people. And so many who wear headscarves and are bad people.
So what? There are people who are nice to you that are alcoholics. Does that mean we should be alcoholics?
I don't want to be a fanatic. I'm okay the way I am without this.
Then you're a secular fanatic, an extremist in disobeying God.
You don't get it. If I wear hijab, who would marry me?
So all these people with hijab never get married?
Okay, what if I get married and my husband doesn't like it and wants me to remove it?
A man who does not respect your values is not worth marrying.
But then who would hire me?
A company that respects people for who they are.
Not after 9/11.
Yes, after 9/11. There are so many Muslim women working in hospitals and the corporate world with the headscarf.
Why do you reduce religion to a piece of cloth anyway?
Why do you reduce womanhood to high heels and lipstick colors?
You didn't answer my question.
In fact, I did. Hijab is not just a piece of cloth. It's obeying. It's courage in faith and action. And it's true womanhood.
But your short sleeves and tight pants, that's called fashion. Do you live in a cave or something? First of all, hijab was founded by men who wanted to control women.
What about the women who fight their husbands to wear hijab? And women in France who are forced to remove their hijab by men? What do you say about that? The person who asked you to wear hijab, it was a woman, right?
Right, but...
But fashions that are designed and promoted by male-dominated corporations set you free? Men have no control on exposing women and using them as a commodity? Give me a break.
Wait, let me finish. I was saying
that... what? You think men control women using hijab?
Yes.
Specifically, how?
By telling women how and what to wear.
Doesn't TV, movies, and magazines tell you what to wear and how to be attractive? Isn't that control? Pressuring you to wear what they want you to wear? They're not just controlling you. They're also controlling the market.
What do you mean?
I mean, the men who design the magazines are telling you to look skinny and anorexic, like the women on the cover.
I don't get it. What does hijab have to do with products?
It has everything to do with that. Don't you see? Hijab is a threat to consumerism. Women spend billions of dollars to look skinny and live by standards of fashion designed by men. And then here is Islam, saying, trash all that nonsense and focus on your soul. Don't worry about what men think of your appearance. Slap their filthy eyes with a headscarf.
Stop lecturing me! I will not wear hijab! It's awkward, outdated, and totally not suited for this society.
Fine.
I can't do this.